get these.
Give me a second, Russ.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Is that we did not go into the council before we landed the Marines, but there in Georgia.
We didn't have time to.
Hello?
Dean?
Yes, sir.
What about Betancourt? I'm going to see him. What should I say to him?
He's generally friendly, except on the point of getting prior OAS approval. I explained the time sequence there between 5:15 in the afternoon and 7 o'clock, and the fact that the civilians there were under fire when the Marines got there. He suggested that, he simply said, well, even if you'd had a meeting while the Marines were going in, it would have helped. But otherwise, he was, he said it was very important not to permit another Castro government in this hemisphere. And I think you'll find him generally friendly, except on that one particular point where he said he thought we made a mistake. I think you might just tell him how anxious we are to have other, have Latin American forces in there, so that he can give it a boost back home if he gets it directly from you.
How strong is he in Venezuela now, in the hierarchy?
Oh, I think that he has some influence. After all, the present president, in effect, was his candidate. He supported him, his successor.
Kind of like Truman and Johnson?
Just about. Just about. but you'll find him friendly, and I think he would like to be helpful if he can. Whether he will feel that he can make public statements of support is probably another matter.
Are we working hard to see who we want to run that government?
Yes, and I asked him two or three times for some suggestions about names, and I think it would help if you pressed him on that a little bit. He claims that he does not know enough about the personalities down there to be of much help, but he said that he and Figueres of Costa Rica, who is arriving in Washington today, will put their thoughts to it and see if they can think of some suggestions that will be helpful. So I think you'll find it a good conversation, and that he will try to be as helpful as he can in this situation.
You think we ought to go up for appropriation, or you think that just stirs up war talk more?
I wouldn't go up in connection with the Dominican situation.
But in connection with both of them?
Well, I think if it's put primarily on Vietnam, I think it'd be a good idea. But I just wouldn't, there is a feeling among some of the Latin Americans now that we may be overdoing the troops business. I explained to Betancourt in some detail the many missions which these troops have. The long terrain, the 24-hour duty, the supply of food, the desire to be free from pressures or from any local military authorities. The fact that if you clearly have enough, the other people who are not complying with the ceasefire will be less tempted to try to continue. I think that I would not put very much emphasis on the Dominican business in connection with additional appropriations.
Well, we'll kick off a lot of discussion. I don't know whether it's good or bad. I think it might be good to make them vote for us, thereby imply approval. On the other hand, I don't know whether the tirades and the Morris debates will do us more harm.
Well, I think on a military appropriation, I think you'd get fairly prompt and pretty overwhelming action on that. If you had a resolution of the other sort, you might get much more of a flap. I would suppose that the appropriation would not increase the amount of debate. You're going to get debate anyhow from these fellows on Vietnam. Morris is going to continue to make his speeches. I'd be inclined to go down and do it. I think it would be a good signal to the other side, among other things.
What would you think about asking Armed Services Appropriation Foreign Relations to come down and review the problem, both of them, before we send it up and then decide?
That'd be all right. That'd be all right. I thought that was an excellent meeting yesterday. If we could have that kind of a meeting with those groups, I think it'd be very, very good. Now, some of the, if Morris is there and Case is there, not Case, Clark is there, you may get a little more static than you got yesterday.
What does Clark want us to do?
Well, he's pretty much along Bill Fulbright's line. Negotiate, make peace, don't go to war, just aching and developing ulcers without having any solution. I think Frank Church tends to agree with Bill Fulbright on the stopping of the bombing business, but I put it to him pretty strongly the other day that along the lines of your remarks yesterday, that we waited 4 years before we hit the North, and we've had long periods in which we weren't bombing. We've asked the other side what else would stop if they stopped the bombing. Some of these fellows just won't give up until this thing is settled and we're out of there.
Why don't we ask our ambassadors to Canada and to the UK and to France and to India and to anybody else that has any contact with them to give us their appraisal of whether or not the other side would stop if we stopped.
Right. All right, sir.
And let's get that in the record by cable. Just ask them to feel it out and give their, not only ask their people, but also give their individual appraisal after.
All right, sir.
We're foreign, and we'd hope all of them's answer is no.
Right. All right, fine.
Get that as quick as you can.
Right.